Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Sharon Goldsworthy, mayor of Germantown, Stan Joyner, mayor of Collierville, and Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. I wanted to talk about the schools. There was probably one of the least suspenseful votes in local history, which was the approval of municipal school districts in all the suburbs. But the vote is done. You'll elect school boards this fall. Do you feel a huge sense of relief? And do you, the people who live in your communities feel that?
Well, I sense that. I want to thank the voters in the town of Collierville, the citizens there, for turning out and voting, because we had a 26% roughly voter turnout. And that was, you know, my angst, I'll say, is that, you know, it passed by 87% last year, and it passed by 94% this year. But we had a good turnout of the voter, and so I feel like the question was challenged appropriately, and the outcome was what we expected.
Same.
Very much the same. Yeah. Very similar.
And do you fear, we were talking about taxes before and these tax increases and or you know, modest increases, a little bit more increase, and you've got this school commitment around the corner. Clearly, you know, the people of Germantown, the people of Collierville want these schools. But do you think they're ready for what it's going to take in terms of potential revenue associated with those?
That really came up in the discussion of running up to this referendum. I certainly encountered a number of people, retirees, for instance, say, well, you know, I don't have kids in the system, my grandkids aren't here, but I think this is real important for our community, and do whatever it takes. And while not everybody in Germantown would have that mindset when it comes to how much should we pay to have the privilege of running our own schools, I think the margin of vote, in our case it was 93%, indicates that there is a very strong support.
Yeah, Mayor Joyner.
And I would say that the actually being delayed a year, I think that the excitement about the possibility of having a municipal school system for our citizens has just increased.
There are a lot of outstanding questions, but probably it seems the biggest from a regional point of view is the question of the buildings.
Sure.
And, you know, who's going to own those, who's going to pay for that.
We're not actually in negotiation, but we're anticipating that. Now, the attorneys are talking back and forth, but, you know, now that the election is over, the referendum has been passed again, I intend, and I think the other mayors will follow to suit with increasing that talk or pressing.
And do you think, you mentioned attorneys, you said suit, but in a different context. Do you think this will get done without a lawsuit?
You know, we hope so, but if it takes a lawsuit or if it takes maybe some involvement again from Nashville, whatever it takes, we're going to.
And the negotiations will be with the county commission or with the schools? I get confused on this point.
We do too.
That makes me feel much better. Because right now, the county holds the debt, not school system, but the county entity holds the debt, correct?
Yes,
and then the buildings.
We're a part of that.
Right, and you're a part of that. Yeah, and that's the argument. Yeah, fair enough. That's the argument you all, you know, and you and others have made, that we live out here, we pay county taxes. If I live in the city, I pay county taxes. But you'll negotiate with the county potentially over the debt or the school system because they hold the title?
Actually, I think that the true negotiations are going to come down to the schools, to the school board or the unified school board, and our school board,
I got you.
The agreement.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.